There is something seriously wrong with democracy in Queensland when an elected state MP, Aidan McClendon, member for Beaudesert, asked a simple question about why the state government handed over $120,000 to a Queensland citizen. So sensitive was that question that remarkably, perhaps not unprecedented, but almost, the brand new parliamentary committee system of state parliament was shut down, went into closed hearings, and that simple question about the handing out of Queensland taxpayer funds was ruled out of order. The member for Beaudesert, Aidan McClendon, has put out a statement that says the stench surrounding the Heiner affair will not go away, and decisions by the federal and Queensland parliaments to shut down legitimate debate and investigation do not leave the public with any other option than to assume there has been a cover-up, said Mr. McClendon. I'm quoting from his statement. If there's nothing to hide, then there should be no reason why a full and transparent investigation into the affair should not take place. The state government needs to answer why $120,000 of taxpayers' dollars was transferred to the victim and on what terms and conditions the money was given, as well as who in Cabinet approved the expenditure of this money. The state government also needs to outline why no one has been held to account over this incident, because the law and proper public administration does not permit public money to be used to cover up a crime. Quote, unquote. I'm quoting from Aidan McClendon, the member for Beaudesert. He was in committee today. He asked a question in a relevant portfolio area, and I would have thought this was unconstitutional, but the member was not allowed to ask the question. It was ruled out of order. So the question remains, why was your money, $120,000 of public money, handed over to a private citizen? In the statement by Aidan McClendon, it's clear that he believes the money was used to cover up a crime. Now, if he's talking about the Heiner affair, as it's known, it's a troubling matter, because we do know that while some investigations have taken place into the assault and rape of children in state care, the Ford inquiry in the 1990s somehow missed all the documents that related to the rape of an Aboriginal girl, even though they were held in their records. The Ford inquiry also missed the Dewdney report, uncovered by investigators Morris and Howard. That document is still in existence and contains very serious allegations that have never been examined about the mistreatment and abuse of children in state care, largely at the now destroyed or shut down John Oxley Youth Centre. There is something seriously wrong with democracy in Queensland on both sides of the House when an elected state member of parliament asks about the expenditure of $120,000 of public money, one simple question that would be normally answered, and the question is ruled out of order. There's something very strange about this place.